Straight Talk About Vision Loss with Dr. Z.
Hello, welcome to Straight Talk About Vision Loss with Dr. Z. I'm Betsy Zaborowski, Executive Director of the Jernigan Institute here at the National Federation of the Blind. This series of interview talk shows is our way of getting across all kinds of interesting information about blindness and vision loss. And today we have a very interesting guest for you to listen to and watch. Before we start with that, I wanted to tell you a little bit about a few things that have been going on here at the Jernigan Institute. We're getting ready for the Christmas holidays, and we're all busy, as I'm sure all of you are. We initiated a wonderful new program called Braille Letters for Santa recently that you might have seen. You can go on our website and get more information about it. And, you know, Santa needs a lot of helpers this time of year. And what we wanted to make sure that happens is the letters that he sends back to all those little kids that send him letters who happen to be blind come back in Braille so the kids can really read their own letters. So the program is real easy to use and there's no cost associated with it. So the kids can either email us a letter to Santa and we'll make sure it gets to Santa, or they can send us a Braille letter and we'll transcribe it into print and get it off to Santa, and then we'll make sure that the kids get a nice Braille letter back from Santa. So please check that out on our website. Also recently, I was very pleased to represent the National Federation of the Blind at the UN at a conference celebrating the International Day of People with Disabilities this previous Monday. And it was a wonderful event, and there were lots of people who represent various organizations of and for people with disabilities, as well as technology experts, because our theme is really e-access. The UN is involved in a program that will ensure equal accessibility to information technology and to communications for people with disabilities. And as you all know, the National Federation of the Blind has been invested in accessible technology for a very long time, and so we're very pleased to support that initiative. There's been visitors here. We had all of the presidents of our national divisions here last weekend for a meeting, and they learned a lot about how they can grow their divisions. So you'll be hearing more about the new efforts of our divisions throughout the country. So lots more to talk about, but I don't want to take too much time before I introduce our guest for today. Today we're featuring the opening of our new Independence Market, formerly known as our AIDS and Appliances store. And we've moved all of our AIDS appliances and our free literature to the Tinbrook Library, which is a wonderful new facility in the Jernigan Institute. And we're going to visit with the director of the Independence Market, Ellen Ringline. So let's go and meet Ellen. Well, I told you we have a special guest today, and our guest is Ellen Ringline. Ellen is our director of our new Independence Market here in the Jacobus Tinbrook Library, which is a part of the Jernigan Institute at the National Federation of the Blind. So welcome, Ellen.
Well,
good
thank
to have you.
You
here. Yeah. So let's start with, tell us a little bit about yourself. You've been a member of the National Federation of the Blind for some time. Can you tell us some about how you got involved and what the organization has meant for you?
Yes, I've been blind all my life, and in my early 20s, I was looking for role models because I couldn't picture myself living independently, and I didn't know any blind people as role models. And so in my search, I came across the NFB, and right away I noticed that there were blind people doing the kinds of things that I wasn't sure I could do, and so I got involved, and it really made a big difference because I had role models. Through the NFB, I found blindness training, and all those things helped me live a normal life like anybody else would.
Yeah. You know, that's so much of what we do, isn't it? You know, we help each other. As soon as you learn something, then you give it away. So very soon after you learned something about being independent, you started teaching it to others, right?
Right. I became a Braille teacher. That's something that I learned as an adult, too. So I know the kind of things that other newly blinded people are going through who need to learn Braille. So I did that for quite a while.
Okay. So you didn't know Braille as a child. You learned it later.
No, I learned it after my first year in college when I couldn't read my handwriting anymore.
Oh, wow. And you're a really good Braille user. What What was the ingredients for getting really good at Braille for you?
I think part of it is I didn't have another alternative, that being able to read print really wasn't an option anymore.
Uh-huh.
And I was determined to make a go of it, and I guess the other factor was that my print reading ability was never very good to begin with.
Yeah.
So, you know, even though I'm maybe not as fast as some of the folks who've known Braille all their life, I'm still faster than I ever read print. And it's also a matter of using it every day.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
It's a practical tool for organizing things.
Yeah, it's such a helpful tool. And, you know, so many of us who are blind and have a little bit of vision weren't taught Braille, and then you lose just a little bit more vision, and then you've got to really try to beef up your skills, and it's challenging.
And you don't have to be a super whiz at Braille before you can start using it.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
I use it all the time, and I'm not a whiz, but it's very helpful in giving speeches and taking notes and organizing things. And you've done a great job with organizing the Independence Market and putting Braille all over it. Why don't you tell our guests a little bit about what the Independence Market is and what's our goals for the market? What are we trying to do there?
Well, the Independence Market basically is like the NFB store. Mm-hmm. The goal is, it's the vehicle through which the NFB distributes a lot of the literature that we publish on different subjects, and it's also a store where we sell products, aids, and appliances that can help blind people become more independent. And that's where the name comes in, because both the literature and the products have to do with enabling people to be more independent. That's why we've called it the Independence Market.
Yeah. So we've got the free literature side, which is a lot of speeches of our leaders and reprints of articles in the Braille Monitor and Future Reflections and Voice of the Diabetic and the Kernel books. And we have them in multiple formats, right?
Yes. A lot of our literature comes in print and Braille and on cassette. So that way, almost anybody who would want to read it can read it. And we're also making an effort of trying to put all our literature, free literature, on our website.
Yeah,
That's an ongoing effort.
Of course, as the library matures, we're going to have more and more information digitized and on the website, right? Now, the aids and appliances part of the Independence Market is also now in the Jacobus Tinbrook Library. It's a beautiful new facility, and everything's laid out, and you have these wonderful print and Braille tags on everything. Tell me some of what's in the market. What kinds of things do we have for sale in the market?
We sell a large variety of things, from canes, white canes. Should I hold one up?
Yeah, you have one with you?
Yes. This is a white cane, and this is a tool that a blind person would use to walk independently, and they come in different lengths for people of different heights. And
this one's kind of
a straight one.
Yeah, is that about the height you would use?
Mine is just a little bit taller.
A little bit taller.
Yeah.
And what material is this one made out of?
This, I think, let me stand up real quick. This is a fiberglass one.
Now, how did you know that it was a fiberglass one?
I was bending it a little bit. The fiberglass ones are a little bit more flexible,
and
the carbon fiber ones are a little bit more rigid.
Yeah, I've heard that, you know, really good travelers love this fiberglass because it's got that nice bounce in it and that flexibility in it. Yeah,
and also if it gets stuck in a crack on the sidewalk, it doesn't gore you. That's why I like it.
That's right. Okay, and you brought some other little gadgets with you. Can you tell us a little bit about what you brought?
Let's see. I have a talking watch. We sell both talking watches and Braille watches, a number of different sizes for men and women.
Uh-huh.
Let's see if you can hear this. Okay, so it has a leather band,
okay,
and I have a Braille label on here, so it tells me it's a women's quartz with a gold-toned bezel.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, that's great.
And we put those labels on there.
Go ahead. Yeah.
So that both...
I don't know if I'm hitting the right button. Okay, that's really cool. Yeah,
and our demonstration models have those labels, and they're both in Braille and in 18-point large print, so any of our customers can know what they're looking at.
Yeah, and so people can come into the market and they can look at things, they can read the label independently and decide on what they want.
Right, and what's unique about this too is that a lot of times the only way that a blind person is going to buy products is through through mail order, and you don't have a chance to look at the products ahead of time. And so we offer a space where blind people can look at the products, and we have a lot of visitors from all over the country that come, and this is a hands-on chance to look at everything.
Yeah.
And then they can decide what product they like the best.
You know, we have over 5,000 visitors a year coming to our National Center. And now with our showroom for the Independence Market, so neat, it'll be a great piece. Now, I see this big gadget here. What is this?
This is a clock. It's an analog clock. So it has a clock face. It's like a regular clock, an old-fashioned clock that some of the new folks probably don't know how to read if it's not a digital display, right?
Yeah.
But if you can't see this clock face, like I couldn't.
So it's for low-vision folks, it's a nice big face.
Mm-hmm. And at the top is a button.
Okay. It's 2:28 p.m.
And it's also nice and loud, so if you have a little trouble hearing, this is good.
Yeah, this is a real... And it's nice and big, it's easy to handle.
Right.
Big button.
2:28 p.m.
This is really nice for seniors, I bet you.
Yes, and it's also not very expensive, that's a very affordable clock.
Now, do we make a lot of money on this Independence Market? You know?
No, our goal is basically to distribute things pretty much for the cost that we incur. So it's not a profit-making venture.
So we get the best deal we can, and we just mark it up just a little bit to cover a little bit of our overhead, but that's about it.
Yeah.
It's a service mostly,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. And there's lots of places where people can get aids and appliances. So if we don't have it, we can help them find it someplace else, right?
Right. I mean, we carry similar things, but not everybody carries the same thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have things that other people don't have and vice versa.
Yeah, right. So what else do you have here?
We have a talking calculator. Oh. You know, it helps to be able to add up the bills sometimes.
Yeah, right.
And this talks. So here's it. Yeah. So.
4, 3, +0..
Oops. And see.
0.2%, 4, 3.086.
Boy, it's a really nice, clear voice.
I lost track of where the equals button is. We'll have to play with it some more.
That's okay. But it gives folks an idea of how these calculators
work. Right, and these
work.
Are nice big buttons again.
Mm-hmm.
The volume setting can be adjusted, so if this is way too loud for you, you can turn it down.
You can make a change. Yes. But for folks who have a little hearing loss, you know, it's a really nice tool.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we also have fun things, like I brought some Braille playing cards. These are Uno cards.
So
if you see here on the corner, it has a code, and that says DR, and there's a D again for 4. So this is a draw 4. So this is not a card you want to get when you're playing Uno.
I don't know Uno, so okay, you know that.
So and it also has regular print on a card, and then we also have large print cards
ones. And we've got large print checkbook guides and address books and some check writing guides and signature guides,
And I didn't bring one of those with me, but let me explain what a check writing guide would be.
Okay.
It's like a little template that has cutout windows that you place over a check, and that way you can feel the areas where you need to write, and you can put the date and who it's to and the amount, and you can sign it independently, and the lines will be straight. And
So for a lot of folks who have learned how to write or print but can't really see their own handwriting yet, may still be able to write checks for themselves.
Yeah, and they can take care of it independently.
Yeah,
they don't have to have somebody else fill it out
That's great. It's all about independence, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we in the National Federation of the Blind understand that these gadgets and gizmos are very helpful for independence. But what do you think is the real key to independence for people?
I think you have to believe that it's possible to be independent,
yeah.
and you have to have the skills and abilities to kind of implement that.
Yeah.
Because if you don't think it's possible, then you're not going to go out there and try. So you will have to try, and having role models and seeing other people doing it, that kind of also gives you the courage to try.
Isn't that the truth? You know, you shared your experience about coming to the Federation and getting to know blind people who were doing lots of things and living independent, and that gives you the strength to do it. The same for me. You know, I didn't know how I was going to do things as my vision continued to diminish, and being a part of the Federation, I know the resources and I know the people, and that's what all makes it work, right?
Exactly.
Right. Thanks, Ellen, so much for visiting with us today on Straight Talk about Vision Loss with Dr. Z. And please, everybody, take a look at our website. There's always new things on our front page. You will notice all kinds of new activities that we're doing, and stay in touch with us. And if we can ever help, give us a call or an email. Thanks. That's it for today.